We're going to talk Blue Zones this morning. Atlantic is one of the communities across the state that's trying to be a pilot project in our pilot community in the Blue Zones project, and we're going to visit a little bit about that. You may or may not know a lot about it. We're going to try to educate you here this morning. Kate Olson joins us. Bethany Rogers in with us as well. They're with the local Blue Zones Committee here in Atlantic. Can we just lay it out here real quick? Is there any way to summarize quickly? Because people have probably heard Blue Zones, but they may not necessarily know what that means.
Right. The name Blue Zones is actually created by Dan Buettner, who's a National Geographic researcher who traveled all over the world to find communities where people live long, healthy, happy, productive lives. He found five of them, from Greece to Italy to a community in the United States, Japan. Bottom line, these communities were called Blue Zones because no matter what their culture was, they had nine habits in common that all of them shared, and all of them combined is what made those results happen for these communities.
Neat. What are the nine habits? I'm curious now.
Okay, well, I'll step into that area. These nine habits they're very simple, and actually they can be applied anywhere. The first one is, it's called move naturally. This doesn't mean, you know, we're concerned about running a marathon or exercising for 60 minutes every day. It means actually moving naturally in your daily activities. Like take a walk or park farther away from Walmart and walk in. Or you could also deconvenience your home so it's not so easy to do things. I mean, everybody's about convenience anymore. Grow a garden, that can help too. So just move naturally is the first one. Moving on to number two is know your purpose. A lot of people anymore, they don't realize why they wake up in the morning. So here they're saying go back to your morals, your values, and remember why you get up every day and what you want to do with yourself in that day. Downshift, this is kind of a new thing to everybody that lives in the United States. It means actually taking time for yourself each day. You can meditate, take a nap, pray, or possibly enjoy a happy hour. 80% rule, this means that you eat until you're 80% full. It takes your stomach 20 minutes to tell your brain it is full. So we actually usually eat too fast. So take a little time, stop before you're stuffed, and you will actually feel full and be more comfortable. Plant slant. This means eating mostly a plant-based diet that's heavy on beans, nuts, and green plants. This is consistent with the USDA's My Plate recommendations to make fruits, vegetables, and grains the majority of your intake. The next one is a fun one. It's called Wine at Five. If you have a healthy relationship to alcohol, one to two glasses of wine daily could help add years to your life, especially when consumed with a healthy diet. The next one is family first. Try to keep your family close if you can. If not, try to visit them as much as possible. Investing time in your kids and your parents, or nurturing a monogamous relationship, is going to add years to your life. The next one is belong. Recommit, reconnect, or explore a new faith-based community. No matter which faith, studies found that people who show up to their faith community four times a month live an extra 4 to 14 years. And finally, there is Right Tribe. And I think this one is really important. It means you need to surround yourself with friends who are actually supportive of who you are and genuinely care about you.
I don't think there's anything there that's really outrageous. It sounds like a lot of the principles that a lot of folks may not have actually outlined or written down, but they kind of live by a lot of those anyway.
Yes. Exactly.
So we're not asking folks to do anything that's really out of their comfort zone.
We're not. And the other thing about Blue Zones that I think is really unique is Blue Zones doesn't actually ask individuals to do anything. What becoming a Blue Zones pilot site means is that the Blue Zones team would bring in a team of experts, and they work with our community organizations. They work with the hospital, the schools, the grocery stores, the restaurants, our council, the city councils, governing bodies. They work on things like planning and zoning to make it easier and safer to walk places around the community, create more parks and recreational trails. They work to have healthier foods show up in our grocery stores and on our restaurant menus. So it's not even asking individuals to do anything. It's individuals saying, we would like our community to offer healthier choices to everyone and make those available. And if we're selected, then they would bring in consultants that can show, like a restaurant, you know, if you change a few things around on your menu, you may actually offer more to your patrons, you can increase your revenue, and you can offer a healthier menu as well.
Very good. Well, let's talk about this pledging thing now, because we've usually when we hear the word pledge, we start to think about money. You know, we're pledging money to this cause or to that cause for somebody who walks this far or, you know, whatever. And I know the word pledge has been used a lot in regard to Blue Zones. I think people have probably heard, have you pledged yet to Blue Zones? Well, I know, you know, maybe pledged or vote or something like that, you're trying to use the verbiage. But when you're asking folks to basically commit to something like this, what are you asking them to commit to?
The only thing we're asking them to pledge is their support. We're not asking them to pledge any money. This is not a cost to anyone to participate. What we're asking them to pledge is their support that if Blue Zones does come to our community, they would be engaged in that and be interested in participating, maybe give their input. But basically, it is a pledge of support or a vote of support that they think Atlantic would be a good place for this to happen.
Whether we call it a pledge or a vote, how do we do that? We do it online?
Online or by texting.
Okay.
Yes. If you want to go online, it's just bluezonesproject.com. Pretty easy to remember. There'll be a link right on the front page, a little box that you can click that says, I'm a citizen. And if you click that, it will just take you through a few steps, ask you a few questions. What's your name? What's your zip code? And once you click at the bottom, it says, pledge to support your community. It's not going to charge you anything. It'll just register that someone with an Atlantic zip code has pledged to be a part of the Blue Zones project.
Okay. What's the benefit to pledging for the individual? What is there any benefit to them for in getting involved like this?
Well, the main thing is they ask you for an email address, and that's one of the reasons that we think they're requesting people to go online or text their support is so then we have contact information for those people. So if we are selected as a Blue Zones community, we can quickly get information out to everyone in the community that's interested in participating in some of these exciting new opportunities.
Very good. So what's the benefit to the effort locally to pledging? It's a competition right now, kind of, isn't it?
Yes, it is definitely a competition. As we look on the scoreboard, which is something you can do if you go online to the Blue Zones Project website, there is a scoreboard, and currently Atlantic is ranked 21st, and we would like to be in that top 10 because they are selecting only 10 communities out of the 54 communities right now that are in the running. And I have a little bit of a competitive spirit, and right now Harlan and Red Oak are beating us, and it would be neat if we all could be involved in it in the Southwest Iowa region, but we want to be up there with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing this by community right now, and it's really a long-term process. This isn't anything that's going to happen or really turn the community around in a short period of time. It's a long-term thing, right?
Right. If we're selected, they would come into the community starting this spring or summer, and then once they're here, it's about a 3-year project. Because it does involve changing public policy and changing things, you know, within businesses. And really, changes probably wouldn't be seen up front because the first thing they do is several months' worth of meetings, just analyzing and understanding the things that our community is doing well, the things that our community has challenges on, kind of our hopes and dreams as a community for the future. One of the things they asked for in the application was our long-term vision as a community. So they'll work with that and see where we are on that and how they can help make some recommendations to help us get there faster.
Are there some grant dollars tied to this as well?
The main dollars involve the hiring of a local coordinator that would be a local individual but paid by the Blue Zones level. As far as other money coming in, it's not a lot of other money into the community, but their consultation services are free, and it would be them telling us giving us recommendations on how maybe we could use some money, whether it be Parks and Recs money or planning and zoning money, or we also helping us apply for other grants and identifying grants that we would be a good fit for.
Mm-hmm. It's trying to really make an attempt to make a fundamental change, really, in how we go about our daily lives and and really how we plan for the future as a community in a lot of different ways toward getting to that healthier, longer-lasting lifestyle, I guess.
Yes, very much so.
All right, so what they need to do right now is get online. or start texting and get that in. They can sign up. They need to register. And when they do that, they're just registering their support. They're not registering to participate necessarily in anything. They're not spending any of their money. They're not committing to volunteer X amount of hours or anything. Forget all of that stuff. All they're doing right now is showing that Atlantic is behind this project. The citizens of Atlantic are behind the project, and they would like to see us move forward in the process.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
And once you've pledged, you'll get an email thanking you for your support, just to verify that you've actually pledged. Mm-hmm. And then they've been sending out maybe one every 3 to 4 weeks. You'll get kind of an email newsletter just updating you on our community's progress.
Okay. Where do they go?
BlueZonesProject.com, that webpage right on the front there. You can click on that I'm a Citizen link. You can also text the letters BZP for Blue Zones Project to 772-937, and that information is on the website as well. Or you can also, if you have questions about any of that, we also have a Blue Zones Project Facebook page that we're encouraging people to get involved with, because that's another one of the ways they're kind of measuring and testing us, is how many people we can get engaged on the Atlantic Iowa Blue Zones Project Facebook page.
Got it all figured out then.
Yeah.
Great. And there is a deadline to this. Needs to be done soon.
Soon. We're saying ASAP. They will actually select, the next step in the process is to select communities to do site visits. Mm-hmm. And their team will come out and evaluate our community to basically make sure that everything is what it says it is on our application. And those will be announced in early February, as far as which communities are getting a site visit. So we would really encourage people to support as soon as possible so that their pledge will count towards getting those people here to see our community and see what we have to offer.
Realistically, you're talking about like 1 minute out of your life to do this process, to get online and to show that support.
Right.
But the downside is we only have about a week or so left to get after it.
Yes.
So it needs to happen right now. So take a minute right now and do it. And check out our webpage at kjan.com. Click on our links, and you'll find a link there to go straight to that citizen sign-up area and also to the Facebook portion as well. So you can show your support real easily. I know you can't remember the whole address, so we've made it a little bit easier for you. Just go to kjan.com and click on our links page, and that'll have that right there for you to make it easy.
Perfect.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in. I know it's been a lot of hard work, and I know you do have people who have already stepped up and volunteered to be a part of that process if and when it gets to that point.
Right.
The if part is how people respond right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've had
tremendous support from business people, everyone in the community, and we really would like this to come together for everybody who's already so excited about it.
You just want to beat Harlan and Red Oak.
That too.
A little bit.
A little Hawkeye 10 rivalry
still going
on. That's
right.
All right. Well, Bethany, Kate, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it a lot. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.